Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Instagram, as always, is rolling out new updates every single day, every single week. They're constantly testing and trying out new features, new algorithms, and just always making little tweaks and tinkers to the platform. So today, I'm going to share with you some of the most recent changes on Instagram, a little bit of what they mean for you, and what you can expect to change in the near future if you are trying to grow a business, grow your following, or build your tribe on Instagram. All right, let's get into the topic. The first big announcement is something that isn't an official new feature on Instagram, but it's called Reels Topics. Reels Topics is essentially a new replacement for hashtags. One of my predictions for 2022 on Instagram was that hashtags were going to become increasingly less relevant as search engine optimization improves on Instagram, and this is that coming to fruition. Reels Topics is going to be a new setting, essentially, that you're going to be able to check off right before you post onto Instagram. So when you're on that screen where you type in your captions and you add your location and you apply your reel to certain bonuses, you will also be able to add certain topics to your reel. Now, this first test was exactly that. It was just a test. It was rolled out to a lot of users and a lot of people got access to it all at once, but it wasn't an official announcement. There's nothing on the Instagram blog about it. Instagram CEO said nothing about it publicly. So it was just a test. During this test, you were allowed to choose up to three topics that your reel could apply to. These topics would then help the algorithm determine what your reel is about, who to show your reel to, and also what kind of people might be interested in your content or your account, more generally speaking. One of the big issues that was immediately presented by these topics is that you weren't able to create your own. You weren't able to come up with your own topics like you are with hashtags. You had to choose from the pre-made list provided by Instagram. And the challenge that this presented was that now you were really limited to the creativity of the people who came up with those topics who work at Instagram. So a lot of people who followed me noted that within the business category, there was only like seven different options. When if you looked at the lifestyle category or the sports category, there was 30 or 40 options. There was also zero options relating to sexual health, and I think very limited options related to mental health. So like I said, this was definitely just a test by Instagram, and hopefully when this becomes an official feature and is rolled out to all users, there is more flexibility or maybe just more options to choose from within the different categories. I don't think Instagram will ever let us type out our own Reels topics because that would essentially be what a hashtag is. I mean, if they did do that, maybe they would do that just as a way to completely replace hashtags altogether. But I think at least when they announce this and roll it out to everyone worldwide, we will be selecting from pre-chosen categories. We'll be selecting different topics that Instagram has come up with to help categorize our content. The next three big changes that I want to share with you all relate to subscriptions on Instagram. Instagram subscriptions were officially announced at the beginning of 2020, but were slow to be rolled out to all users. And that's because there's a lot of money at stake here. There's a lot of currency being exchanged when it comes to subscriptions, because if you don't know what subscriptions are on Instagram, essentially it's paying for exclusive content. So as the creator, you are able to enable subscriptions, choose the monthly fee that your subscribers will pay, and then in exchange for that monthly fee, you can provide them with exclusive Instagram stories, exclusive Instagram reels, exclusive feed posts, exclusive group chats, and other things like that. So it's a way to kind of incentivize people to pay you a relatively small fee for becoming a subscriber. Think of it like Patreon or even OnlyFans, but for Instagram. That's what subscriptions are. And during the early fall of 2022, they began to be rolled out to a lot more people. Kind of a second or third wave of subscriptions got rolled out. A lot of new accounts got access to subscriptions, and with that came three new subscribers-only features. The first one is called subscriber-only group chats and subscriber broadcast chats. So a subscriber-only group chat is exactly what it sounds like. It's a group chat just like you would have with your friends. I believe you can have up to 30 subscribers in each subscriber group chat. They only last for 24 hours, which is one unique feature of them. So they do expire. They're not indefinite. They're only available for 24 hours. And anyone who's a subscriber can join and chat. The difference between a subscriber group chat and a subscriber broadcast chat is that within a broadcast chat, which is another one of those new features, subscribers can view the messages that you send, but they can't respond themselves. So I, as the creator, can start a broadcast chat. As many of my subscribers as they want to can click on that chat, but I'm the only person who can send messages. So it's essentially for broadcasts. It's for news alerts. It's for updating time and information and telling people about different, you know, things that are happening and just kind of sending out messages that are meant to be consumed, but not meant to be replied to. So that's the first new feature that is available to subscribers. The second is called subscriber previews. This is where once you start Instagram subscriptions, and let's say you've posted a few reels, you've posted a few feed posts that are just for your subscribers, you can give the general public, who are not subscribers to you, a little preview, a little sneak peek window into what your subscriptions are like. It's kind of a way to create some FOMO and show them what they're missing. I believe you can choose up to 3 feed posts to show as a preview, and it will kind of act as a way to lure people in to becoming subscribers for you. It's a way to give them, you know, a window into what your subscribers get and what they're missing out on. Imagine that you could essentially guarantee that your customers will see what you have to say. With simple texting, reaching your customers doesn't need to be hard. While email marketing and social media posts are only read by a fraction of your audience, text messages, on the other hand, have a 98% open rate. Better yet, 94% of texts are read within the first hour after being delivered. That's crazy. Simple texting makes it easy, fast, and affordable to reach lists of contacts, have two-way conversations, and even send automated responses. Also, there are so many ways that you can use texting, whether it's to set up appointment reminders, announce sales, run polls, text for info, text to win competition, send files, and pretty much anything else that you can think of. Plans start at $29 per month, but you can try out simple texting free for 14 days and see what happens when your audience doesn't ignore your message. It only takes a few minutes to create your account and start sending. Get 500 free credits today by texting the word TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to 833-2-TRY-SMS. Again, that's 833, the number 2-TRY-SMS. The third new feature that was rolled out for subscriptions, which is our fourth new feature overall, is enhanced control for the person running the subscription. Like I said, when this first started, it was kind of rough. And to be totally honest, I was one of the first people to get access to Instagram subscriptions, and it was very limited in terms of what you could control and what you could dictate. In fact, when I first got started with Instagram subscriptions, there wasn't even subscriber-only feed posts. It was just subscriber-only Instagram stories. But now they have included the ability to, yes, do feed posts. You can also do what's called a promo reel, which is like a promotional reel, obviously promo reel. Kind of think of it like an advertisement to get people to sign up for your Instagram subscriptions. You can also create a welcome reel so that when someone does subscribe, they immediately get shown your welcome reel to kind of introduce them to your subscriptions and get a taste of what they can expect from you as a subscriber. And then the final thing that they have given you the ability to do is change the price. I'm really thankful for this one because when you first get started with subscriptions, Instagram recommends that you start out at $4.99 per month, $4.99 per month. That's what Instagram says is recommended. How they came up with that recommendation, I have no idea, but that's what most people chose. And especially in the first wave of creators who got subscriptions, most of us chose the $4.99 a month option. But then some of us felt very limited by that because we wanted to offer more content or offer more perks and benefits to our audience, but we felt like the $4.99 price point didn't quite match what we wanted to offer. So now Instagram gives you the ability to change the price. You can set it as low as 99 cents per month or as high as, I believe, $20 or even $100 per month, which not only is a wide variance, but $100 a month, if you have a fair amount of subscribers, that could be a decent amount of income provided every single month from your Instagram. Now, I will say Instagram does take a small fee. It varies, and I don't know the exact percentage that Instagram takes at the time of recording this. When Instagram subscriptions first launched, they took 0%, and I think that was just a way to kind of get people excited and get people using it. Now, I believe they do take a small percentage of the subscriber's fee, but hey, some money is definitely better than no money. The fifth new Instagram feature that I wanted to share with you is specific Reels bonus campaigns. Now, some of you know what Reels bonuses are already. Reels bonuses, we've done an entire Build Your Tribe episode about them already, but they're essentially Instagram paying you for the views that you get on your Reels. So if you get 100,000 views on a reel, you'll get paid X number of dollars for that reel. There's no public data on exactly what the exchange rate is, how much you get paid per view, but I can tell you it's less than a penny for each view. So it's not like you're gonna make a ton of money off of this, but again, like I said earlier, any extra income is extra income. It's free money. And so if Instagram's offering Reels bonuses, you might as well take them. And the new Reels bonus campaigns that they're offering are specific partnerships that Instagram has with other companies to encourage creators to create certain kinds of content. And I know that sounded a little bit confusing, so let me describe to you with an example of what one of these first Reels bonus campaigns is. The first one that I was made aware of is called the Reels Bonus Basketball. This was a partnership between the NBA and Meta, also known as Instagram, to promote the beginning of the NBA season. The 2022-2023 National Basketball Association season just began, and the NBA wanted to rely on some of the Instagram creators to help drum up some social media excitement just around basketball in general. So you could apply to be a part of this bonus campaign, and then you could create, I believe it was up to 15 reels during the month of October and November that are related to basketball. And that's a loose term. They didn't exactly describe how you had to relate to basketball or if there was gonna be some sort of person or computer that was judging whether or not your reel was related to basketball. But just generally, if they were related to basketball, you could earn an additional bonus for those reels. A few people have since messaged me telling me about other Reels bonus campaigns that have launched. And just so you know, there's no way to unlock these campaigns. There's no way to necessarily qualify for them or earn them. You definitely can't pay to be a part of these campaigns, but you do have to meet the following two criteria. Number one, you have to have a professional profile, which means either having a business or a creator account. And number two, you have to live in the United States or in India. If you live in India or the United States, you can qualify for access to Reels bonuses. If you meet both of those two criteria, you live in the US or India, and you have a professional profile, but you still don't have Reels bonuses, then unfortunately, there's nothing else you can do. There's no way to speed up the process. Like I said, there's no way to unlock it or pay for it or anything like that. You have to just keep waiting patiently. And really, that's what I want to end with for all of these new features that I talked about during today's episode, is if you don't have them yet, you should be aware of them, but there's nothing you can necessarily do to unlock these features. Make sure your phone is up to date. Make sure you're running the latest software. Make sure your Instagram app is up to date. But besides that, there's really no way to get these features. Instagram has over 1 billion users operating on hundreds of different devices. I mean, think about how many people have Instagram on their phone, their iPad, their computer. Think about all the different phones that exist, all the different tablets and computers in the world. That's a lot of different operating systems that Instagram has to optimize their app for. So with over a billion users and over hundreds, if not thousands of different devices, it takes time for these new features to reach every single person. So just give it time, be patient. I know it sucks to hear that. I wish I had a magic solution for you. Unfortunately, I don't. But one thing I do have a magic solution for is missing Build Your Tribe episodes. According to some new data that I was just looking at, a lot of our listeners are missing out on our weekly episodes. That means that you're having to take the time out of your day to remember Build Your Tribe or be linked to it from social media and then download the episode and then remember to listen. And that that's a lot of steps. That is not very optimized. And that's how you end up missing episodes. That's how you end up missing content like today and falling behind so many other people who are listening to Build Your Tribe on a weekly basis. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. The Insta Club Hub is available at instaclubhub.com, and there's also a link in the show notes down below this episode. Join the Insta Club Hub now and finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. So I want to encourage you to become a follower of Build Your Tribe. And yes, I said a follower, not a subscriber, because I guess that's what we're calling it in the podcast world now. Because when we say subscribers, people think about Patreon and OnlyFans and Instagram subscriptions where they're having to pay a fee. That's the beauty of a podcast. You don't have to pay a fee. You don't have to pay to listen to the breaking news that I just shared with you. You don't have to pay a dime to listen to all of the free content that's available on Build Your Tribe. All you have to do is become a follower. So if you're not already, I really want to encourage you on whatever platform you're listening on right now to make sure, just double check really quickly, that you are subscribed to Build Your Tribe. That way, when we release any of our new episodes, when we put out any new content, you immediately have it on your device and you are ready to listen right away. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you so much for considering becoming a follower of Build Your Tribe. I appreciate you. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.